It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Yeah, see, Daryl Morey, he made sure Rick Smith was taken care of so that when Daryl Morey wants to go to see the Rockets, the Texans, win the championship next year, then he'll be right up front.
AFC yeah. South champs.
Good luck with that.
AFC South champs and then Super Bowl champs.
Nah, probably not.
So here's the deal.
What's the deal?
Is that now it seems like everybody has got, and with Garrett Bowles still available, Pro Football Focus has the Houston Texans taking Pat Mahomes. I just don't see Mahomes, you guys.
I just don't see it.
Yeah. I've seen so many mock drafts. I don't know how many that I've seen with Pat Mahomes, DeShone Kizer. You know, I saw, and oh, by the way, I was listening last night, and they were talking about the things that Bill O'Brien wants, and arm strength was at the top of the list, and that's not Bill O'Brien's top of the list. As a matter of fact, when he first got here, he was asked, what are you looking for in a quarterback? And the top thing was
accuracy.
That's correct.
That is why. And why is that?
Because it's way more important. Accuracy is way more important than arm strength.
Yep.
And Bill, that's what Bill O'Brien wants. I really see Peterman, and I see a guy with that Bill O'Brien wants with fundamentals. And secondly, I see a guy who's going to be a workaholic.
I have a question for you. Why would this regime, this coaching staff, take a pick in the first three rounds when it could potentially be out in the next 2 years? Doesn't a drafted quarterback in the first round you expect him to
play? Was Rick Smith going to be gone in the next three years?
No, he's staying.
Okay, then Rick Smith is.
But Rick Smith has never shown any signs of drafting a quarterback that early.
Well, Rick Smith is better because we heard from Bob McNair,
okay,
that quarterback is a priority.
So if Bill O'Brien states we're close, whoever they, maybe they acquire Jay Cutler, Tony Romo, whoever it may be. Will Bill O'Brien say, yes, go get me another quarterback when he very well might say, hey, we got our quarterback. I got a chance to win. Go get me someone who could help me today.
I don't think Bill O'Brien can say, go get me. I think Bill O'Brien was on the hot seat. And Bill O'Brien is hanging on to his job, and I don't think. And oh, by the way, Rick Smith was just extended. Well, there was a lot of talk after the season whether or not Bill O'Brien would still be here.
I thought that was more about whether he wanted to leave.
Well, no, and I think it was about whether or not the Texans want him here, and whether or not he can coexist with Rick Smith. But you know what the Texans said the last offseason was, Rick Smith's our guy, and you two better get along. And if you can't get along, guess what? We just extended Rick Smith. We didn't extend Bill O'Brien this offseason, did we?
Nope.
So why is he still here then?
Well, because they think he's a good coach and he's going to win. I think they think that. Hmm. I don't know.
How do they think that if he's on the hot seat?
You got to win. You got to win. You got to win.
I get it. You got to win and everyone's on the hot seat, but he's on a hotter seat than most, or no?
He's got to win. He's got to win more than 9 games now. 9-7 is not the bar, guys. It is.
Okay, next year they go 9-7, win the AFC South again. He's not getting fired.
Three consecutive division titles.
And let's go with.
Is there any progress offensively?
Yes, we'll go. And there's a free agent quarterback coming in, either Romo or Cutler. They make progress. They win. They win their first round game and they lose in the second round again. Close game.
It's hard to fire him. It's hard to fire him, isn't it?
9-7? Yeah. What hot seat is this? This just sounds like the Texans' hot seat.
I feel like it's an imagined hot seat.
Yeah, I don't think there's a hot seat.
The Texans should operate a certain way, but they've never operated this way. Bob McNair has decided enough is enough, but he doesn't seem like the type, particularly after two consecutive division titles. Why would enough be enough now? Why would his whole philosophy change on how he handles coaches?
And it's enough not only for Bob McNair, it's enough for the coaching staff. Because you don't say 9-7 AFC South champions with every answer if that's not enough for you. So stop with the hot seat. I don't think there's a hot seat.
Oh, there is. They haven't extended him.
Bill O'Brien's not operating like that in terms of what he says to people. If that's his response, 9-7 AFC South champs, that appears. Why would you say that if you know the owner doesn't think that's enough? Or is he just defensive?
Yeah, he's just being defensive.
Hey, DeAndre Hopkins, his catches were down. Hey, 9-7 AFC South champs. Yeah. Remember that.
If my boss is telling me that wasn't enough, I wouldn't be putting that out there as a defense of everything that's going on.
That's a really good point.
I just think it's a reflex. It's a reflex. It has nothing to do with I'm thinking about Bob McNair. It's just a reflex reaction.
Well, if I'm Bob McNair, I say, hey, stop saying that because it opens you up for ridicule.
You mean like stop saying that Brock Osweiler played better than Aaron Rodgers?
That's exactly my point.
This organization says crap like that.
Why would a guy who said that after a game where you lost all of a sudden has become a hard ass when it comes to decision making? Why would a guy who looked at that game say, you know what, if not for a couple things.
Well, hey, Dom Capers got fired after 4 years.
Gary Kubiak didn't.
No, Gary Kubiak didn't, but Dom Capers did.
What was Dom's final year?
Oh, well, two wins.
Yeah, two wins is apparently.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about 9-7 again.
Well, I guess you have to win two games to get fired around here. Yeah. Gary Kubiak won two games.
Because he went 6-10, and it was like, no, but look, that was just one down year.
And then we're good. Then he got validated because they won a couple division titles. So two wins is. So unless Bill O'Brien's going to fall off the two wins.
Well, no, I'm telling you, Bill O'Brien is on the hot seat. But Rick Smith, I think, has gotten the directive from atop, get a freaking quarterback.
I hope that's it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.